Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. What are you doing here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's where we win. Hey, MyPillow.com, also MyStore.com, but MyPillow.com, head over there. Mike Lindell's still got some great deals for you over there. Really great deals that you can take advantage of. Right? You make a few bucks, and you know why I say you make a few bucks? Because you save a few bucks. If you're saving some money, that means there's more money in your wallet, so you made a few dollars. You know what I'm saying? I don't care whether you believe me or not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what makes it all work. When you actually engage, when you actually have the information you need, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, head over there. You'll see he has breaks. You'll see that he's, you know, he really cares about what's going on. You'll see who he's giving money to. He's telling you the truth. That's why you have to back these people. You have to get back, or you have to back these organizations, as I always say, that back you. Why is that so hard to understand? No, I mean that sincerely, because I know a lot of people aren't taking advantage of it. They're not doing it. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, saves you anywhere from 30 to 70%. We all make money. You save money. You get some great product and great guarantees. MyPillow or MyStore.com. Both of those places, you'll get a great discount. All right. The Queen's former chaplain has stepped forward to warn the world about King Charles. That's scary, isn't it? No, come on, really. Give it some thought. Now, Charles, he calls a multi-faith, multicultural threat to the British monarchy. I agree. Mom had it together. Charles, not so much. The former chaplain to Queen Elizabeth II warned that the multi-faith, multiculturalism of King Charles threatens to destroy his own house and put an end to the British monarchy. He went on to say, I think that if this show movement in the multiculturalism happens, this could be a real issue. Right? We'll lose the monarchy because in the end, I don't think it'll be true to itself. You know, the Queen, even with all her issues or all the issues that they claim she had, at least the Queen had a belief in a higher power, belief in God, belief that her power came from God. And he had a plan. Right? Ashton made his comments in response to the King's first royal Christmas message, since assuming the throne upon the death of his mother in September. Now, the problem is that It's a bit like watching a wonderful ship that is hulled beneath the waterline slowly sink. And at some point, what you want to do is you want to stop it from sinking. Right? Make sure that it keeps floating. I don't think the monarchy can float if it becomes multicultural. I mean, she was a godly woman. Whether you want to hear it or not, she was a godly woman. And Charles, he's part of that global monarchy. He's part of that global mindset. The one that we know doesn't work. Right? King Charles III did fantastically well with his first Christmas address, according to Ashenden. Right? British subjects have nevertheless been witnessing a very slow, gradual shift from being a Christian monarchy to a multi-faith one. You're either a defender of the faith or you're not. That's what the monarchy was made up of. Right? I mean, they take an oath. He takes an oath. She took an oath to defend the Protestant religion. Now, the British monarch, among other duties, serves as the supreme governor of the Church of England. That's another story for another day. The bishop went on to say that there's so much about Christianity that is just directly responsible for our way of life in our culture. And he warned Christians in the UK that you're becoming increasingly marginalized. Now, right now, Christianity has dwindled to it's a, now a minority religion in England. Right? Not a great surprise, though, with what kids are being exposed to, what they're seeing on those little smartphones of theirs. Yeah, you heard me. It's quite amazing. And where are the parents in all of this? I know you guys get mad at me, but I don't really care. Where are the parents in all of this? It's up to you to be pounding the drum home. So the problem is that we're having a moment and Christianity is under assault, Ashenden said. Now the question is, what do Christians do about it? What does a Christian king do about that? What does a Christian king save? How does a Christian king save Christianity? Right? But he doesn't want to defend it. He doesn't believe in it. No, really, think about it. He doesn't believe in it. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Come on, let it play out a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution. That's how we win. You know, if you do get engaged, you do get involved, and you do push back, you may enlighten somebody. Wouldn't that be cool? All right. Yeah, wishful thinking, I know. Anyway, since we're on the kick of Christianity over in the UK, and how the new king may not be so keen on it, the Franklin Graham is worried to begin with. The Christian faith has never been at such a low point here in the United States. Americans, they're losing their religious belief, mostly Because they don't live it. They're not held to it. We've raised a group of people. We have a group of people who think that the way they feel is the way it is. That's their truth. That makes it okay. We all know that that ain't true. Number of Christians in England and Wales has dipped below half of the population for the first time since they've been taking the census. The Office for National Statistics found 46% of the English and Welsh population, or roughly 27.5 million people, label themselves as Christians. Now, we know that just because they label themselves as one doesn't mean they is one. The figure marks a precipitous 13.1 percentage point decline from 2011, when almost 60%, or about 33.5 million, adhered to established religion in the UK. Right? In 2001, over 70% of UK of Britons, of the British, said that they were Christians. That's not good. And no, some of you go, well, that's because now they're enlightened, they figure it out, and they know there's no God. No, that's not it at all. The government has become their God. Come on, stay with me here. You know it's true. The government has become their sufficient. They don't have to pray to God for anything. The government will keep them warm and happy. The government will put food on their table in some way, shape, manner, or form. The government will make things happy for you. Or happen, not happy. Big difference between happy and joyous. But seriously. And now the church, see, the problem with the church is that it started acquiescing the people, the noisy people around it. You know, I have friends of mine who say, well, no, I can't stand organized religion. I don't want to be because I can't stand organized religion. Well, you sit there and you say to yourself, okay, what is organized religion? Is this what organized religion is? Because if that's the case, I can't either. Right? When you talk about all these traditions and ways to sit, stand, kneel, repeat this prayer 27 times for your transgressions, that's not a relationship. That is boring. That is a religion, if you would. Now, every other religion grew, according to the census. The number of Muslims rising from 4.9 to 6.5. The number of Hindus increasing from 1.5 to 1.7. I will tell you, though, in some of the Muslim nations, Christianity is on fire. Why do you think that is? Growing like crazy in some of the Muslim worlds. The Archbishop of York, Stephen Cottrell, he serves as second-ranking cleric in the Church of England. He said that the declining numbers of Christians were not a great surprise, but noted that Christianity remains the largest movement on earth. Still throws down a challenge to us, not only to trust God that we build a kingdom on earth, but also that we play our part in making Christ known, which is true. Right? The, I can't even do that one. That one will make me nuts. We have left behind the era when many people almost automatically identify as Christian. You know, that's so true, though. I remember years when we first started doing the show, I remember looking at surveys, listening to kids speak, young people speak, and listening to them say that, well, you know, grandma's a Christian, mom's a Christian, I go to a Christian church, I must be a Christian. Yeah, no, that's not what it's about. Right, that's where, if we would just tell these kids the truth, these young people the truth, it would be so much different. It would be so much better. Right, I mean, these kids are looking for truth. They don't need to be told all these lies they're being told about transgenderism, about, you know, cooling, climate, warming. I don't even know anymore what to call it. Andrew Cobson, who served as chief executive of the charity Humanist UK, he noted that the dramatic growth of non-religious had made the UK almost certainly one of the least religious countries on earth. He said one of the most striking things about these results is how at odds the population is from the state itself. No state in Europe, he said, has such a religious setup as we do in terms of law and public policy, while at the same time having a large non-religious population. Yeah, that's too bad. You know, I'm going to tell you that some of the biggest countries, the strongest countries, they will tell you when they sit back and think about it, they forgot about God. They turned their back on God. Now, I know some of you guys listening, you sent me emails, you're atheists, you don't have to buy the whole God thing. Well, don't. It's okay. See, unlike the other side, I don't force you to believe or not believe anything. But when you are, as I used to say all the time, when you are the highest power in the room, when you perceive yourself as the smartest person on the planet, and you have your truth, and I have my truth, and the other 8 billion people on the planet have their truth, there is no truth. See, just because you say it doesn't make it true. Right? I mean, you think about this whole thing with the transgenderism, right? The DNA and the whole nine yards. Science. Follow the science. Believe the science. Follow the science. You start thinking in your head, but when the science doesn't fit, then what are they going to do? See, at least as Christians, we fall back and say, God has a plan, man and woman. That's the plan. That's it. End of discussion. Now these people were clinging to science, and the science is back up their thoughts. Now they're screwed. So they have to ignore the science and try to hit you with logic, try to make fun of your God. I don't understand why you would let them do that. Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to wonder where you're at, why you're thinking that. 855-ROAD-JOE. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. Title 42 is being kept in place for now. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 to grant an emergency request. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem.
Yeah. The federal government's job to secure our border. Greg Abbott is doing what he needs to do down there, spending billions of dollars a year to secure the border because of the failure of the Biden administration.
Title 42 allows border officials to turn away asylum seekers due to COVID concerns. Republicans and some Democrats argued ending the policy would bring a flood of migrants to the U.S. border. border. Psychedelic drugs may be the next big thing in psychiatric treatment. A session at this year's Society for Neuroscience meeting in San Diego showed how psychedelic drugs can treat disorders such as anxiety, depression, and PTSD. Researchers said longevity is one of the benefits of psychedelics. Most existing mental health medications need to be taken on an everyday basis. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That is the way you make it work. You know, we always hear about, you know, some of my friends will say, no, I shouldn't say friends, some of my acquaintances, say, you know, guns never saved anybody. They do more harm than they do good. And, you know, nobody with a permit, you know, like a non-policeman, has ever really, you know, saved somebody's life. Well, the Detroit tow truck driver would disagree with them. He had a concealed carry permit, and he was able to fend off a robber, shoots and kills another man. So this armed robber targeted a tow truck driver, apparently unaware that the tow truck driver had a concealed permit. Now the tow truck driver shot and killed a suspect who tried to rob him on Detroit's east side on Monday. Now the fatal altercation, in this fatal altercation, the truck driver was meeting with the suspect to buy a junk car when he was ambushed. That's why you always take a friend with you on these things. I mean, come on. I don't care how tough you think you are. You just don't know what's waiting for you, lurking for you around the corner, right? The truck driver was meeting with the suspect to buy a junk car when he ambushed him. The Detroit police responded to an armed robbery, already found one person shot. Investigators say the person was taken to the hospital, where he later died, allegedly was robbing the tow truck driver who shot him. Now, the Wayne County prosecutor will review the investigation, but at current point, there's no indication the tow truck driver will face any charges because the incident appeared to be self-defense. Some of these guys want to nail you, even if it is self-defense. They don't want guns. They don't want, you know, and again, this is why I say to some of those guys I talk to, you can't discount these. This is one that was reported. Right? This is not out of nowhere. Right? This is one that was reported. Many go unreported. I should say unreported, unreported on, if you would. And it's frankly, for me too, it's getting old. I do believe that guns save lives. I think children should be taught. I don't mean five-year-olds. See, these people are whacked. I think the children, high schoolers, should be taught, maybe even junior high schoolers, how to handle guns properly, how to handle weapons properly, how to handle knives properly. There's a lot of accidental deaths due to these things. We teach them how to do so many other stuff, right? We teach them how to stuff dollar bills and the G-string of, striptease dancers, drag queens. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. God bless. It just doesn't stop. All right, so I don't know if you guys heard. Texas Governor Abbott sent a bunch more of illegals to Kamala Harris's house. And what I loved about it was the press was going crazy. The left was losing their mind over it. Abbott needs to be brought up in charges. He's killing people. He's putting them out in the cold. Can't believe he'd move them in 9-degree weather. What a bunch of hypocritical idiots. You're allowing them to come over the border. You think everything's fine and wonderful. The sheriff's down there telling you that they're finding dead bodies all over the place. You don't care that they're being exposed to fentanyl. Some of them, that's exactly what they're dying from, their exposure to fentanyl. None of that seems to bother you. It doesn't bother you that kids are coming over the border as sex slaves, not with their parents, by any stretch of the imagination. That doesn't seem to bother you. Human trafficking is on the rise. We go through all of this if you want to. And then you want us to believe that you really care about the illegals being let out in the cold? Really? And here's another thing for you. Since we heard for so long you didn't care about the illegals breaking into the homes of those people who had houses along the border. Well, heck, why don't you just open the door to Kamala's house? Let him in. Should be fine. Let him into the White House. Let him into the Congress, right? I mean, no, really, it all belongs to us. It's taxpayer money anyhow. Let him in. It's just amazing. So when the spokesperson talked about how shameful and dangerous of a stunt it was, Abbott decided to push back. They called him the hypocrite. They called Biden the hypocrite in chief for criticizing Texas while flying plane loads of immigrants across the country and oftentimes in the cover of night. These migrants that went to D.C. chose to go there. They knew where they were going. They signed a voluntary consent waiver. Oh, and it was available in every language you could think of. They agreed to the destination. And they were processed and released by the federal government, who are dumping them at historic levels at Texas borders. So these were people that are already processed by the feds. They should be okay, don't you think? Got the green light from the feds. All good. Right? This border towns that are like El Paso recently declaring a state of emergency because it can't handle the burden anymore. Three buses of migrants were sent to D.C. on Christmas Eve. And one, not all three, like they lead you to believe, only one left the passengers off at Kamala's house. Which was kind of a smart move if you think about it. Not because it shames her, but you know they're going to work overtime to get those people into shelters and somewhere else and get them away from her house, right? Democrats all across the country criticized Abbott for the trip. Right? The White House spokesperson, Abdullah Hassan, calling it a cruel and dangerous and shameful stunt. Governor Abbott abandoned children on the side of the road in below freezing temperatures on Christmas Eve without coordinating with any federal or local authorities. As we have repeatedly said, we are willing to work with anyone. No, you're not. You're not. It's a lie. Unless they're forced to do it, they do nothing. Absolutely nothing. They claim they will. Now, when they talk about, we've been through this before, when they talk about real solutions like comprehensive immigration reform, they are not talking about shoring up the border. That is not what they mean. When they talk about this, specifically what they mean about it is opening the borders up. Pretty much allowing anybody in. It's really crazy. And these political games, this idea that you have to get back, you know, you have to get back at President Trump and Republicans as a whole. Yeah, that's not working out for them either, is it? It just doesn't stop. And we're watching them line up. There's anywhere from 30 to 50,000 of them in a, oh God, I don't know what you want to call it, in just a massive line south of the Mexican border waiting to get in. How's that happen? They must believe somebody's telling them they have a free pass when they get here. That easy. The White House didn't respond to a request for comments by many news sources. Since April, Texas has bused more than 9,000 migrants to Washington, D.C., well, illegals, as well as 4,500 to New York, 1,500 to Chicago, 600 to Philadelphia. Abbott said he's moving them along the same reason DeSantis is. They got to provide relief to the overwhelmed border communities, relief to these small cities and towns that these people are being dumped into. It makes no sense. They don't seem to care. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are now. We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to truly get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I enjoyed that very much. I really do enjoy when you're part of the solution. MyPillow.com. Look, I know you missed the Christmas gift thing. But hey, you never know. You can make it up. Okay? The other thing, too. Which I love. So I was in the store the other day. Yeah, I'll finish the story in a minute. I was in the store the other day. And it was hilarious because I looked up top shelf. What did I see? This is Christmas Day or the day after Christmas. I can't remember which. Anyway, I looked up on the top shelf and what was a row of chocolate hearts. A row of chocolate candies. Valentine's Day is... We haven't even left New Year's yet. And Valentine's Day is upon us. Yeah, not buying it. Whatever. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here we go. All right. So what you got here, we're talking about Abbott sending all those people... the illegals to D.C. and where do you go? D.C., New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia. Good for him. Let them feel your pain. Funny how they talk about this stuff. They talk about how bad you are for not wanting them there, but then when you send them to their areas, what happens? Then they start pushing back. You know, you can't do this. This is wrong. Why are you putting people on buses, sending them where they don't want to go? Well, how do you know they don't want to go here? Right? I mean, you don't know they didn't want to be here at all. They signed releases in their own language. They understood exactly what was going on. They wanted to be in America. They want to take advantage of the American dream or the American welfare system. I don't know which. Anyhow. And then we got California Governor Newsom running around talking about how great everything is. Right? He just thinks this is the best place to be. The bastion of freedom. Shows you how much weed he's smoking. You know, in California, according to some, they think that that there'll always be a popular destination for tourists and such. Especially those moving away from real seasonal weather. However, the state's population keeps declining year after year after year. That's according not just to the Census Bureau, but what we see happening here in the state. Businesses leaving, people leaving, businesses closing down. Figures released just last week showed that California's resident population got 39 million. Oh, yeah, a little over 39 million. Now, that's a decline of more than 113,000 in just maybe a year. And in the last 2 years, 22, yeah, coming up on 23, little over 2 years, we've lost over 500,000 people. Right? A.C. Palm, a deputy director of external affairs at the California Department of Finance, told a local news source that the shrinking population reflects the Golden State's housing affordability crisis. No, it doesn't. That is a factor of it. But the other factor is the garbage you're teaching in schools, the rights you're taking away from people to live their own lives, to run their own businesses. This is a state that forces corporations that a percentage of their board has to be female, a percentage of their board has to be black. Or a person of color. That's not America. That's not freedom. That's a dictatorship. It never stops. If you talk to demographers, they'll say that one of the factors is the cost of housing. It's a challenge for the state. Yeah, but that's part of all the, you know, this is the part that they want to blame those nasty, terrible developers, the house builders. They're under so much regulation. There's so many things they have to do to build a house, so many taxes and rules and fees that they have to pay. Before they look at, in my area, oh, I don't know what it was, 8, 9 years ago. Talking to some of the, you know, being on the school board, you look for information, try to figure out why things are headed in a certain direction. So talking to some of the house builders, they were telling me in a $400,000 home, $425,000 home, before they turn a piece of shovel, I mean a piece of dirt on a shovel, before they're not even counting what it cost to buy the land, they're already at close to $80,000 a home. That's for all the fees. The school fees, the state fees, the air quality fees, the hookup sewerage fees, all those fees that they have to pay up front before they turn a dirt, a bit of dirt at all. So to say it's the housing cost and then blame it on developers is wrong. New York State, also significant decline. Any kind of connection between the two? Anybody? Figure it out yet? Nationwide, the U.S. population increased. Now, I can't tell you whether they're counting the illegals or not in that, who's being born or not. Remember, Schumer said, we need the immigration because white folks aren't having enough kids. Or Americans aren't. That's because they can't afford to have kids. There was a sizable uptick in population growth last year compared to prior years. What happened there? A rebound in the net, ready for this, international migration, in other words, all the illegals coming over the border, coupled with the largest year-over-year increase in total births since 2000. Now, see, Schumer says no. Chucky Schumer says we're not having as many kids as we should, as we need to. But think about something statewide. New York, decrease. California, decrease. Illinois, to a degree, decrease. Minor, but enough. But Texas and Florida increased significantly. Texas gained 500,000 people, plus. Now, Texas joins California as the only state with resident population above 30 million. And California should lose that soon. See, California's only there by 29,000 people. 30,000 people. We will lose that in the next 12 to 18 months easily. You know? And I don't care. I think that's wonderful. It means we lose another seat. So Texas's population is almost exactly that of California's. So as they keep losing, Texas will keep gaining. And I'm okay with that. Now, California, for the moment, is the most populous state in the Union. Right? Texas, however, is at 29 and change, soon to be 30 million. Florida's at almost 22. Well, it is at 22. It grew quite a bit. New York, down. Pennsylvania, down. Illinois, down. I wonder why that is. I'm just curious. I mean, I don't have any numbers to tell me the truth. Same thing with Ohio's down. Georgia, up. That's interesting. North Carolina, up. Michigan, down. Go look and see who's running those states. And I think it's really funny because Democrat governors, Democrat mayors, are now telling you, and telling others for that matter, that it's the Republican states that are having trouble holding on to people. That it's the Republican states that aren't safe. I don't know how they do this in sleep at night. Do you know what I'm saying? All right, the last one should give you real heartburn. An English bishop is pushing back after church choir sang a woke version of a popular Christmas carol. They decided to change the words, injecting the LGBT and inclusive language into the song. The song goes, God rest you queer and questioning. Your anxious hearts be still. A line of the amended U.S. version of God rest ye merry gentlemen. Isn't that great? It was sung at the All Saints with Holy Trinity Choir in England. With another saying, God rest you also women who by men have been erased. All through history ignored, scorned, and defiled. Yeah. We got a real problem in society. Major league problem. Joe Senior host, don't go far. Really, seriously. I want you back here with me tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.